Okay. We're on page 151 at the bottom, Membeis on top. In the middle of the page. Okay, last time we were learning, at the beginning of Perek Lamed Gimel, after the Alter Rebbe speaks about the mitzvah of Avos Yisroel, now a Jew could be happy, he says, how could a Jew be happy? Because when you're happy, everything in life goes good. Mitzvahs go good, everything in life is good. So he says, when you meditate, he says, you meditate into the greatness of Hashem, the way He permeates the world, encompasses the world. He is there like He was before the world was created. He didn't change. And God is all over, and the universe is all part of Hashem. And he says, when you start meditating, how great God is. Okay, that's what we're up to now. The Koch HaMamish, just like he said in the analogy of the ray of the sun, the ray of the sun, in the sun, is totally non-existent. The only thing that exists in the sun is the sun itself. He says, "K'sheyayim b'zeh harbe," when a person meditates into this a lot, he says, "Kocha mamish derech mashul." So it is mamish with the proper analogy. Is bitul ha'olam u'meloyeh b'metzias, the way the world is non-existent, legabe mekeidah, compared to its source, which is Erdin Sav Baruch Hu, which is the essence of Hashem, like he spoke about before at great length, he writes Barichas and Perichov. Let me explain this, because then we'll understand very simply what Alter Rebbe is saying. You have the sun, S-U-N. You have the ray of the sun. Okay? The ray of the sun in the sun exists, because like the Alter Rebbe says in Shaykh of Amunah, if it could shine 92 million miles away from the sun, it definitely exists within the sun. But when you have the ray of the sun in the sun, what is the real existence there? The sun. The rays don't even exist. Correct? Okay. He says, let's analyze the world's creation. God created the world with speech. What is speech? It's like a ray of God. It's a revelation of godliness. Like we learned, God doesn't speak, God doesn't have a mouth. But just like speech is a revelation of your feelings, revelations of your intellect, God spoke and the world became. The existence of the world, as the Baal Shem Tov says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, forever God, your words are standing in the heaven, means there's continuous creation. Because if God's rays, God's speech would leave the world would disappear because it's something from nothing, like the Kriyas Yamsuf or the ball and so on. So the Alter Rebbe says very simple. So the world's existence is from the word of God's mouth. But the word of God's mouth never left God because God himself is all over. Right? God himself, it's not like the sun is there and the ray of the sun comes down here. I speak, I'm here, and my words you can tape. Right? So it leaves me. There's no such thing as leaving Hashem. So when Hashem created the world with speech, which is like a ray of God, but it's not a ray of God that left God, because Hashem's essence is all over, it's like the ray of God within Hashem, meaning the ray of the sun in the sun. So he says, a person can understand that just like the sun, the ray of the sun in the sun exists, but it's completely nothing because all it is the sun. So he says the same thing is in the world. The whole universe, which was created from one word of God's mouth, one ray of God's mouth, but it's not like the sun where the ray left the sun, and therefore it becomes something, because Hashem's all over, the ray never left him. So therefore, the world is really only Hashem. That's what he's saying. So there he says like this. When you meditate into this concept of what God is, the way the universe is really one thing with God, you're going to be happy. Your soul will rejoice. You can even be happy and sing and dance with all your heart and soul. And tremendously with this emuna, with this belief, ki rabahi, because it's great, ki hir kivas elokim mamish, because this is the closeness of God. In other words, he's going to, I'm going to jump the gun and explain what the Alter Rebbe is saying first. If God is so great that the universe is really an extension of God, the way it still is within God, okay, so you can imagine how great God is. Because if you understand the universe, and then you understand that the universe is only a ray, one word from God's mouth, right, and one word compared to the power of speech, power of thought, like we want, learned many times, is a million times nothing. In addition to that, this word of God that created the universe really never left Hashem, it's still within Hashem. So you can imagine how great God is, right? Then he says like this, you do a tiny mitzvah, God is coming to your home, your existence, not your physical structure, not your edifice, but your home. That essence of God, that is infinitely greater than the universe, is coming to you and to you only, and he's uniting himself totally and completely with you on a permanent basis. That's what happened when a Jew does, as they say in America, one lousy mitzvah, one simple mitzvah that a Jew does, binds himself, connects himself to this God that the whole universe, which is one word from his mouth, is even that one word still within God. So you can imagine, if the universe is, whoa, massive, Hashem is even more, I say in yeshiva, massiver, whatever, much more massive, and yet, when the Jew does one mitzvah, that God unites himself with you and with you only. So he said, you can imagine the simcha that a person would get just thinking about that. One tiny mitzvah, and as Alter Rebbe said before in Perek Chafei of Tanya, which is another remarkable concept, it's not that I do the mitzvah from 8 o'clock to 8:05, let's say I do a mitzvah. It doesn't mean for those 5 minutes Hashem's connected to me. Because Hashem is above time and place. Hashem is above time and place. So when I connect myself from 8 to 8:05 with Hashem, that is a permanent connection forever. Down here I did it from 8 to 8:05, but I connected myself to Hashem. Hashem is above time and place. So therefore that unity sticks forever. And what's interesting is the evil we do cleanses, either you get punished so you get cleansed, or you do tshuva, which cleanses, or God forbid a person dies, which is the ultimate level of cleansing. But good is accumulative, good lasts forever. So he says, if a person meditates in this, first he said, meditate how great Hashem is, right? The whole universe is one word, the ray of the sun in the sun. And then he says, now he's going to continue. V'zeh kol ha'adam, okay, this is one of the psukim, V'tachos b'riyasi, this is the whole person. And the purpose of his creation. U'b'riyas kol ha'elim esal yeinim v'tachteinim. And the creation of all the worlds, the higher worlds, Atzilis, above Atzilis, below Atzilis, v'tachteinim. Liyas le'didazu v'tachteinim. To create this dira v'tachteinim. This dwelling place down here, like he'll explain later, but it's a great length. Okay? Now, what does this mean? When a person realizes my purpose is to create dira b'tachteinim, if my purpose is to create dira b'tachteinim, which is done when I do a mitzvah, so when I do one mitzvah, what I actually accomplished is the purpose of my creation and the creation of the whole world, higher worlds and lower worlds, I accomplished by doing this one mitzvah. I fulfilled this mitzvah. As I said recently a few times, this vart that I heard that somebody said, that I don't know if the Rebbe told him or he said it over in the name of the Rebbe, that a birthday, the person when they're born, is the day God realized the world cannot exist without you. Huh? So nice. No, it's not nice. It's unbelievable. Nice. No, you know what that means? What the Rebbe is saying is that the day a person comes into the world, meaning there's a mission that you, the person, is coming into the world for, that no other person in the world did or will do, that means the world cannot exist without you at the time you're born. And that, by the way, happens every year at a birthday. Because a birthday is a what? Not a reminder, it's a re-existence of the, recreation of the original birthday. It's the day your neshama came down into the world. And by the way, based on the Rebbe Sichas, it comes out that every birthday, you have a new mission. The Rebbe said, you're a year older, there's more to do, another mission that you couldn't do earlier. That means, every birthday really, there's a mission that only this year you could accomplish and nobody else in the world did before or after. Wow. But that's what he's saying. A person does one mitzvah, they fulfill the mission of why Hashem created the whole world. El yayinim v'tachtayinim, the higher worlds, the spiritual realms, the physical realms. This is all created because of the one mitzvah. And therefore he says like this. V'hine, kama g'dela, how great is simchas hedyet v'shval anoshim of a simpleton or a low person b'skarvuse lemelech basi v'dam when he becomes close to a physical king ha'misachsein v'dor ite ime b'baise that the king comes to stay with you. You and only you. He said, you can imagine, okay, let's say in our realm, if the Rebbe would come and he would say, you know what, I'm staying in your house. You'd be electrified from that schus that you would have, right? From all the people, he picked your house. The Rebbe says this is even more so than if a king comes into your house because this is Hashem, so to speak, giving up everything else in the world and is spending time only with you. That's what happens when you do one mitzvah. So he says, the more somebody meditates into the greatness of Hashem, the awesomeness of God, and the ray of the sun in the sun, so even the universe is still within the sun, and it never left the sun, and therefore everything is God, and this super great God, you can get with one mitzvah. You get the whole God. It's a big sale. You get this whole God, with one mitzvah. He said, you can imagine the simcha that a person gets. He says, v'kal v'chemer le'en ketz infinitely, more so, the kirvis v'diris melech malchim lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Nebishter chooses to live with you, u'kriksiv, like it says in the Pasuk, mi huzeh asher arav libei, who is that that engaged his heart to approach me, Hashem says, meaning, this is the ability of a Jew, and this is what the Rebbe is saying. Kol ha'adam, v'tachlis b'riyasei, uv'riyas kol ha'elim, is one of the 12 psukim, right? This part, these two lines of Tanya. That Hashem made the dira v'tachteinu, that Hashem is coming to you. So you can imagine the joy. And he says, because of that, v'alzeh tikno litein shavach v'haidoy l'shmei yizbarim b'chol beikim. Therefore, every day in davening before Haidu in the morning, Kabbonis, we say, Ashreinu Matev Chokeinu, Manoem Gardaleinu, Mayafi Rishoseinu. What does it mean, fortunate we are? It says, fortunate we are, how pleasant is our lot, how beautiful is our heritage, right? What are we saying? Klaimer, Kamei Shah Adam Saz V'Sameach. Just like if a person rejoices, be Yerusha with an inheritance, Shenafla lehein otek, an immense fortune gets to him. Shulei amal, but he never worked for. He never worked. He all of a sudden he inherits $10 billion. Yeah, you can imagine. I pity the guy, but you can imagine the simcha that the guy has he didn't work for it, or he did nothing for it. He so happens to be the guy's kid. It wasn't even his choice to be the guy's kid. Right? But he's a son. He inherits the whole Yerusha. He said, you can imagine the Simcha. So the Alter Rebbe said, Kein v'yesem ken lenken, infinitely more so. And this is what we say, Ashreinu, how fortunate we are. Yashlanu l'smeach a Yerushaseinu, that we have this inheritance. Shein chilu aviseinu, that our forefather, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, gave to us, which is Yichud Hashem Amiti, which is the true unity of God. And this is what Alter Rebbe is explaining over here. We didn't choose to be Jewish. God chose us to be Jewish. It wasn't up to us. We had no choice in the matter. Nevertheless, inheritance, you get it. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, when the Chassidic world, what the Rebbe writes, Alter Rebbe and Rabbeim, gave over inheritance to us. Inheritance is a remarkable thing. The Rebbe explained many stichas and about the concept of Chassidus, a lot about the concept of Yerusha. Here the Rebbe is saying it's automatic. You happen to be a kid. In fact, the Gemara says, Hatinik, the baby, Miyachi Yotze Lavera Ilam. As soon as he's born, he comes into the air of the world, he inherits everything. If a kid, the second he was born, the billion, multi-billionaire, trillionaire, zillionaire dies, that kid inherits everything. Okay? Which means the kid doesn't know what his father is. He's just newborn. He doesn't know father. He doesn't know who the father is. He doesn't know anything about him. It doesn't matter. The fact that he's born to this guy, he gets the entire inheritance. Even though he doesn't even understand anything about it. The same thing, every single Jew has inheritance from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, this level of connection with God, the Yichud Hashem Amiti, the true connection to God, even though they don't even know they're Jewish, they don't know anything, they have this inheritance. And the Rebbe says an interesting thing in Halacha, which we mentioned in the past. Partners in money, right? Partners in money is 50-50. Correct? You have 50, I have 50. Inheritance, the Poskim write, is not a partnership. In other words, like this. Let's say a father dies and there's five kids inheriting. Halachically, it doesn't mean each kid gets a fifth. It doesn't mean that. The Rishonim write, halachically, each kid inherits all of it. Practically speaking, you can't give everybody whole, so you divide it five ways. But conceptually, each of the child, tachas aveisecha yuvanecha, the children, plural, are in place of the father. That means, really, each kid inherits everything. But practically speaking, you just can't do it that way. But it's not that each kid only gets a fifth of the father. Which means like this. Every single Jew doesn't get a 600,000th inheritance of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so to speak. Every Jew gets the entire Yiddishkeit, the entire oneness with God, the entire connection with Hashem. Every single Jew has it all. Because that's the thing. Yerusha, and that's why it's... Mayafa Yerusha Seinu. Yerusha means that you have it all. And again, as Alter Rebbe is saying, you didn't work on it. You don't even know who your forefather is. You were just born. Spiritually, physically, what? You don't even know what it is. You got it all. It's interesting. Chassidim of yesteryear used to interpret Ashreinu Matev Chokeinu, Manoim Garaleinu, Mayafa Yerusha Seinu. He used to say like this, Hashem Atev Chokeinu that we're Yidin, Umanoim Garaleinu that we're Chassidim, Mayaf Yerushaseinu we're Chabad Chassidim. That's how the Chassidim of old used to translate these three things. We're fortunate that we're Jews, Umanoim Garaleinu that we're Chassidim, Umayaf Yerushaseinu that from the Chassidim we're Chabad Chassidim. But here the Alter Rebbe is speaking about this to every single Jew. And he says, the third line on the top, this is Yichud Hashem HaAmiti, the true oneness with Hashem. Afilu ba'aretz mitachas, even in the lowest part of the world, the lowest of the low, tachteinim. Einayd mulvadi, there's nothing but God. And that this is a unique Alter Rebbe's translation, by the way, from Shai Yichud Amuna. Einayd mulvadi, what we say, Atar Esa Ladas, or Einayd mulvadi, it means there's nothing else besides him. Yeah? Meaning, simply is that you should know that God is God in heaven above, Einayd. Einayd simply means there's no other God. In Tanya, the Alter Rebbe defines it, and this is the definition. Einayd means there's nothing but God. Not there's no other gods. Einayd, there is nothing but God. And Alter Rebbe and Sheikh of Emunah adds even more. Eid, in Hebrew, Yudah va'eid l'kra, means secondary. You have the primary, and there's a secondary. That's what the eid means. And also, ein eid means there's not even secondary. There's eid means secondary. Ein eid, there's not even anything secondary to God. Secondary to God. The only thing that exists is Hashem himself. This inheritance, this level, every Jew possesses. So therefore, when you do a mitzvah, you are now fulfilling the ultimate mission and purpose of why the entire universe was created, because you are doing this mitzvah this time that only you are able to do, and this is your mission in life that nobody else can do, your mitzvah. You got to do your mitzvah when you do the mitzvah. And therefore, the king is only coming to you and is forgetting the whole world at that time. So he says this technically, if a Jew thinks about it from a mature point of view, that's a tremendous accomplishment. Much more than making a lot of money, or making this, or making that. This is what the Gemara says like this. Tayag mitzvahs nitna liyisro. The Gemara says, Hashem gave us 613 mitzvahs. Yeah? Ba Chavakuk. Chavakuk, the Navi Chavakuk came, v'hamidah malachas, and put all 613 into one. First the Gemara says, this one came and put it on 10, this one came and put it on 6. Then the Gemara says, Chavakuk came, and hamidah malachas. What did he say? Tzadik v'amanasi yichya. Simply it means, that tzadik lives with his faith. Tzadik v'amanasi yichya. But Alter Rebbe said, what does it mean? Kleimer. Chavakuk takes all 613 mitzvahs and puts it into one essential mitzvah, which is, doesn't speak the key of all of it. It's only rak mitzvah achas, which is emuna levada. Tzadik b'amunasi yichya means you live with emuna. He says, Chavakuk said, you want to know the essence of the entire Yiddishkeit, of all 613 mitzvahs, is Amuna. By the way, it's a very interesting Gemara at the end of Makkos that Alter Rebbe is quoting here. From where do we know there's 613 mitzvahs?
From the Gemara.
Where does the Gemara know it from? The Gemara says a statement. It's interesting. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. The Gemara says, God gave, everybody, we all speak 613, yeah?
Right.
How do you know? Because there's a lot of arguments in between Rambam, Ramban, Smag, Sefer Mitzvah, the Chinuch, what the mitzvahs are. But everybody agrees because the Gemara says there's 613 mitzvahs. So Gemara says very simple, from a very famous pasuk, Teira tziva lanu Meisha. Yeah, Teira, which Meisha Rabbeinu commanded us, Teira equals 611. The numerical value of Teira, Tav Vav Reishe, is 611. Because the first two commandments we heard from God. So the Gemara says like this, Teira, how do we know there's 613 mitzvahs, the Gemara says? Because Teira, 611 mitzvahs, Tziva Lanu Meisha. But God gave us the first two of the Ten Commandments, so therefore we learn out that there's 613 mitzvahs. So different tzaddikim along the generations, you know, put him into smaller amounts, until the Gemara says, Chavakuk came, and put it on one mitzvah, tzadik b'manasi yechya. Because if you have the real emuna in what Hashem is, or isn't for that matter, so then it's the key, he says, ki aideo emuna levada, because only through, just through emuna, yava likim kol tayag mitzvahs, you can come to 613 mitzvahs. Why? Because he says like this, a person who believes in God and is happy to have this relationship with God, it's like all of them are like one big mitzvah. Belief in God, and because I love him so much and he's so great, and so I'm doing all the mitzvahs. It says, he says it inside. Hainu. If a person will rejoice with amunah, not forced amunah, enjoyable amunah, beyichud Hashem betachlis haSimcha, the ultimate simcha, kilo lahaisa olavak mitzvah zu levad. It's only one, like one mitzvah. You find this in Chumash. You know, when Yaakov worked 7 years for Rachel, he says, "Vayu beimlof kiyam machodim." It was like he loved her so much. It was like it felt like a few days. He says, when a person has this level of amuna, that he rejoices on the amuna, because he knows what he's accomplishing. So then he says, it's only mitzvah levada vi levada itachus b'riyasei. This is the purpose of his creation and the creation of his whole world. With the enjoyment and the life and enthusiasm and the vitality that he has with all this, and here's Al-Tarif saying another unbelievable statement. When you have this simcha and excitement and enthusiasm, that can overcome all the difficulties. You ever notice when a person's happy, for real happy, and in a great mood, they can do any challenge. It's when you're depressed and upset, and as they say in Yiddish, tachmoret, whatever language that's in, I don't know if it's Russian or Yiddish, you're down and out, then every challenge is there, I can't do it. Right? The enthusiasm, the excitement, the spirit. He says when a person meditates into this level of amuna, and what happens when he does a mitzvah, that this unbelievably great Hashem comes down and leaves the whole world except him, he says that itself can cause a person to overcome any difficulty in life that they need to overcome. And therefore, Ivdos Hashem B'Simcha is not something that's in passing. The key to Yiddishkeit is the concept of Simcha. Because Simcha is the amuna that the Jew has in the greatness of Hashem. And what a Jew does when he accomplishes, when he does this mitzvah, that level of Simcha can get a Jew through any difficulty in life. By the way, not only spiritual difficulties, it can get you through physical difficulties also. Because your whole approach is a different thing. I'm just going to conclude. One of my kids sent me this, they tell, it was a little clip, you know, this couple moved into the neighborhood, and the woman looks out and she sees her neighbor hanging up clothes. And through the window, she sees the clothes are dirty. So she says to her husband, "I don't know who taught this woman how to wash clothes. Look how dirty the clothes are." And this went on for a few days. And one day she looks out of the window and she sees, "Wow, look how clean the clothes are. Somebody must have taught her." And her husband, who was reading the paper, turned to her and says, "Yeah, I washed our windows this morning." No, you know what? That's deep. That's deep. You know, when you look through dark glasses, everything is black. No, but think about it. You look at somebody else through your dark, dirty windows, so everybody else looks dirty. This is the simcha. You have the simcha, your approach, it changes everything.